And we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. We'll just we'll keep it here. And we'll people wonder, well, how is the Berkeley Little League hosting this year's event? Well, it's a cycle. The districts run on a cycle, and once every 20 years, District 18, which is Ocean County, is the host for this event. And then what they do is the district decides themselves, their members, you know, who wants to host it. Let's see what teams, what leagues are interested. And
put
then
in bids, I guess?
I don't know if it's necessarily a bid or maybe. I think they discuss it. And I will tell you, having known this, Bob Everett, the president of the Berkeley Little League, since Christmas time, has put a plan in to be the host for this tournament. And the job he and this league has done is just second to none. First of all, unprecedented to have both the Little League and Junior League tournaments same time, same location. So that's double the work. But what these people have done down here in Berkeley from the get-go, the banquet, as you mentioned, Tuesday night, they've gotten great support from the town and especially sponsors. TD Bank is the title sponsor of this Little League tournament. They've also gotten great support from Community Medical Center, the Dairy Queen here, Modell's, the Cove Restaurant. We'll run through eventually. We'll get through all of them. But to be able to put this on and the hours, the amount of work that the Berkeley Little League people have done has just been unbelievable. And they should be really congratulated for what they've done for the benefit of Little League baseball.
Boy, how exciting would you be if we saw some Dairy Queen come up here right
Christian
now?
Wood with a ground ball to the second baseman. And that an easy out there.
Yeah,
Gavin Fox fields it cleanly. So
get that leadoff out. We mentioned how important it is, and that's a big batter there, Wood.
Really, at Tom Zivers down to their final five outs here.
Yes, you got that.
Phil
right.
Antonotti, whose
game has basically settled down after Tom Zivers put up three to make it a little closer. Last inning, neither team scoring.
Base hit and two at bats for Antonotti, and Fury has kind of settled down after falling behind that batter 3-0, getting the big out, and looks pretty sharp. Antonotti needs to get on base. Pitches high and outside. The count is even at 1-1. We at the Shore Sports Network have been a proud media partner of this event, along with the Asbury Park Press. Our own Matt Manley here, as he's been all week long. You can check out him. Matt will have all the video highlights, the big plays on ShoreSportsNetwork.com later.
And precarious.
Oh, strike three. Called strike three.
Nice curve ball there.
It sure was.
That's three in a row for Fury. Three outs in a row. As I was saying, Matt Manley, precarious situation on top of the visiting dugout.
Home dugout.
Excuse me, the Ocean City home dugout.
Who nearly got decapitated the other night, by the way. Manley insists he had plenty. It was really not that close, but I had people tell me he was about 6 inches away.
From being...
from being beheaded. Wow. Boy, Fury's really got it going now.
Nothing but strikes now by Fury.
1-1 count. Cap takes that one. Jason Cap.
Okay, so
number seven batter.
All right. What you want to try and do here is turn the order over, Kev, so that in the final at bat in the sixth, you can get Giordano, Sino, and DeRose up. Right now, if Cap were to make an out, they would lead off with the eight hitter and be 8-9-1.
Well, count is full right now, so Cap's job, just get on base. That should be ball four, and
there
he does his job.
That's a good job.
Jason Capp draws a two-out walk.
So that guarantees Giordano an at-bat in the sixth inning, unless Tom Zivers can keep it alive here.
Let's see who's batting.
This
I think it should be Bill Fleury.
Yeah,
I believe it is.
Originally Kayla's spot, Ronson's.
That's Bill Fleury.
Yes, it is, number 23.
Now batting, number 23, Bill
Leary. He's got a home run in the tournament.
Yes, he does.
Two-run shot here would be a big one.
First pitch is high, ball one.
Yeah.
strike count is even.
Not wasting any time, is,
nope.
Is he, Fleury? He's just
Fury, and he wants to go up and watch his brother play up north.
Exactly.
That's why.
He's getting it and throwing it.
Here's a ball hit to the shortstop, Brady.
Nice.
The second for the force out and to end the inning. And
you
no
like
damage.
Brady.
Yeah, I do. No damage done there. And Ocean City is three outs away from forcing a one-game showdown tomorrow night for the championship. Tom's over a 1-2-3, well, actually not a 1-2-4 inning, right? We'll walk thrown in, but
walk.
No hits, no damage. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the State Little League Championships on the Shore Sports Network. Well, we have one final score from the Berkeley Township Complex. Par Troy East Little League has won the New Jersey Junior League Championship, beating Erial 11-1. They are on their way to the championships. That's the state. So they'll go to the regional, which is in Freehold Township.
Okay, that's
Freehold
correct.
Township Little League has hosted that for the last 10 years. So. It'll be a little shorter drive for them, right, from Parsippany area?
Yep.
Congratulations to them.
Did they knock Toms River East?
No, they never. They beat Toms River East, you're right, in the winner's bracket final on Friday. And then
Toms River East lost yesterday.
Yesterday to Erial, who lost today. So
Erial. Where's Erial, Kev? Do you know?
I want to say it's somewhere like southwest for whatever reason. I want to say like down south and then like towards the Delaware Bridge area.
Okay. Lived here my whole life in Jersey. Well, 68 years and never heard of that one.
The batter leading off here, the bottom of the fifth, it should be John Lloyd for Ocean City, I believe it is, the outfielder, and he's facing Nick DeRose. And as a ball hit down the third base line, a base hit. He'll take a turn, he'll go to second, and he'll make it easy. So John Lloyd with a leadoff double to start the bottom of the fifth, and Ocean City looks to add to that 7-4 lead.
Yeah, it's a big leadoff double. You'd like to get a little insurance here if you're Ocean City, and DeRose would like to shut him down. So it's a two-way street here.
Substitution, it'll be Isaac Eberle batting, and Pete Avalone, now the manager of the Toms River team, will head to the mound for a conference here. Pitch count is not really a factor. 50 DeRose is thrown, and this could be the final at-bat for Ocean City unless Toms River East would rally in the top of the sixth.
And I reiterate my comment that I made earlier innings. Still, no errorless ball by these two teams. Tremendous fundamentals. And,
you know what
I've
been really impressed with, Ed, is the knowledge of knowing
where to
go.
Throw.
Exactly. But the outfielders knowing where to go, and then the infielders knowing when there's a force, shortstop, let's get the lead runner at second. And both these teams, obviously well-coached.
Without a doubt.
And as you said, errorless baseball.
I think the only minor little thing was the center fielder on that. Actually, it was the right fielder who cut in front of the center fielder on the third out when he fired home when he really didn't have to. That was the third out. He lost track of the outs, but errorless ball by these two teams, and both teams hitting the ball very well.
Here's Eberle with a bunt, a really well done
just foul. Good job by the pitcher and the third baseman letting that ball roll foul. It started fair. Then it got off the grass onto the dirt. This is natural grass here on this tremendous complex.
The idea to get Lloyd to third base where it's much easier to score from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the bunt is still on. It is not. He swings away and fouls it off. And DeRose ahead in the count 0-2.
Yeah, two ways of thinking there. Get him to third with one out on the sacrifice or have three chances to drive him in. He gave him one shot with the bunt. Now he's hitting.
This is the seventh spot in the lineup, and he'll go down swinging.
Yeah, so DeRose has the, good options going his way as he now faces the 8 and 9 hitters try and get out of this.
This will be the second baseman, Gavin Fox.
Kevin, you've done an outstanding job keeping up with the changes.
By the way, Gavin Fox, thanks, Ed. Gavin Fox homered. In his first at bat, he had a home run.
Yes, that's right. Remember?
The little second baseman, I think the center field, right? And was that the center field one, or was that the one that went over left field?
No, center.
Okay. So, time called.
Favorite subject in school for Foxy, as they call him? Math. Wow.
Wizard. Well, he knows the numbers right now. 7-4. Looking pretty good for this Ocean City team as he swings through a strike. The count is even at 1-1.
Okay, Kevin. Second baseman, Gavin Fox. Who's his favorite player?
Chase Utley.
Nope. Brandon Phillips.
Interesting.
Okay. The Dude, right? Is that that's his Twitter name, right? The Dude?
DeRose gets a call on that pitch for a strike, and it's 1-2.
It's weird because his favorite team is the Phillies,
yeah,
but his favorite player is Phillips.
Well, you would think most of these Ocean City guys, their favorite team is the Phillies.
The Phillies, yeah.
A lot of them did say their favorite player is Mike Trout.
Oh,
no
yeah.
surprise
there.
There
you go.
From
you
Millville.
Go. Yeah.
South Jersey kid.
Yep.
I mean, you got two great Jersey guys right now. You got Trout and, of course, Todd Frazier. Playing and shining in the majors. Well, Todd in a little bit of a slump here after
yes,
the All-Star
after
break,
the All-Star
Ed.
All-Star break.
There's a strike
there.
Three.
Oh. Now you got to get
Oh, he caught
oh.
it.
Wow.
Wow, a delay. That's a strikeout throwout.
Woo. Manager not happy with that call.
No, well, it doesn't matter what the manager thinks, right?
That's exactly
that
right.
That should be the inning. Strikeout and throwout. That should be three outs.
No, but he can, run, Kev, on
oh,
the third
okay.
pitch. That's
oh,
why. That's
All
why
right.
he didn't
Wow. Throw. Then it's really a big play because they would have had first and third.
Right, exactly. That's why I'm saying maybe he should have taken the out at first to get two outs, but instead he elected to go to third. And now the manager comes out to, he could question the call. The assistant can't. The assistant's still walking off that call as he is back and forth from the home
the
plate.
The runner
to third
on
base.
Second. Delayed going to third on the drike on the drop strike three.
Yeah, actually,
and it looked like the initial call was he was ready to call him safe.
Yeah,
and then he gave him the thumb, but because it was a drop strike, the runner does advance to first, so the inning is not over.
Right,
and that should
but
be
a lot better than having first and third, or even a guy on
right.
third.
That should be Luke Bowman, the number nine hitter,
than it is to have just the guy on first right now. Going to take a couple hits to get him in now unless
yep.
we have a big one.
Now, if you're DeRose,
you want to get this
This
hitter.
Is the number nine batter.
Exactly.
You do not want to let the lineup turn over.
Ah.
But there's a base hit. Nice job there.
But now you see how big the
yep.
out was at third base.
Yep.
And the manager really upset now. If he wasn't upset with the call before, he's really upset now because he knows that was a big eighth run.
All right, so first and second with two outs, and that will bring up Gannon Brady, the shortstop. 1-for-3 today.
Boy, you've been touting this kid a whole game, Kev.
And this one's hit deep, and that one could be gone, and it is.
Mm,
a three-run homer for Gannon Brady just over the fence in left center. A line drive, and again, the bat did most of the work. You just get a little contact.
And it got out quick, as you said, Kev. That got out of here in a hurry. And you talk about one run security, or how about three?
Well,
10-4, Ocean City. And it looks more and more like we're going to have to go till tomorrow night before somebody wins this state championship.
Well, it's always about a game of inches, right? The drop strike three, but because of the rule where you got to throw them out or the runner can advance, it really kept the inning alive. Otherwise, that inning would have been over. And then the three-run blast by Brady at Ocean City, looking more and more like they're coming north again tomorrow.
In a lot better mood, probably, too.
Yeah. Certainly, they were the team that played with the pressure today. Mercado, now the batter. The count is 2-1.
By the way, Kev, I know you'd like to thank the complex for running our phone line, right?
I can't thank.
Can't thank him enough.
Can't thank him enough. Ball hit the shortstop. Ooh, makes a nice play. That was Antonotti. And it's last shot for Toms River. We go to the top of the sixth inning with Ocean City up 10-4. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Joe Graziano, New Jersey State Little League Finals on the Shore Sports Network.